We continue with our examination of some of the policy priorities of New Jersey Governor-elect Phil Murphy, which includes hiking the state minimum wage to $15 per hour. On the surface, it appears to be a benefit which would help lower-income earners. However, when you look at the mechanics and statistical impact potential, the same people the wage hike proponents say would be helped are the same who would be hurt. Here to discuss what a $15 minimum wage in New Jersey would mean for local businesses and local employees is spokesperson for the New Jersey offices of the National Federation of Independent Business, Tony Angelini. How are you today, Tony?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thank you for having me.
And learn more about the NFIB and this issue, along with the other ones that they pay attention to, nfib.com/new-Jersey. And as I said, Tony, on the surface, go from $8.71, $10, somewhere in between, up to $15. More money in the pockets, more spending, more ease paying bills, paying the rent, things like that. Superficially, sounds like a great idea. But when you dig into what the impact of this is going to be, does the promise equal the reality?
Well, the short answer is no, because the premise that everyone will automatically continue to work the same amount of hours and just make more money is absolutely false. The reality is that we have seen already in Seattle, when you hike up the minimum wage to a rate that is unattainable for job creators, they have to make cuts somewhere. And what we've seen on the West Coast is that hours are being reduced and entire jobs are being eliminated. In Seattle, a study came out recently that showed that thanks to they're at $12 an hour now, and thanks to that, minimum wage workers are actually bringing home 125 fewer dollars a month than they were prior to the hikes.
Also thinking, too, as a business owner, I'd have a choice. If I'm mandated to pay $15 an hour to someone I was paying $8.71, well, it's just hard for easy sake of math, mental math, $10 an hour, I now have to hike them to $15. Well, I got two problems. First of all, the added cost to my business, but then for someone who is already making $15, they're seeing all these people around them get these instant raises. The what about me factor is going to come into play. So do I have to also give them a token salary hike as well? But then those costs, do I pass them on to by shorting hours, or do I pass them on to the consumer by raising my prices?
Well, unfortunately, as a business owner, you probably have to do both. And, you know, if you take the misguided principle of people having more money in their pockets if they're making $15 an hour, well, if the goods and services that are being provided by small businesses are now drastically increased because the cost has to be accommodated somewhere, then really in the end, everybody's losing. So it is certainly acceptable to say that the cost of goods and services in the state of New Jersey, which is already astronomically high, will have to increase.
Possibly, too, another means by which a business owner could cushion the blow of this higher expense would be if I'm supplying health care to my employees, with me ponying up some of the money, and then the employee ponies up the rest, and we all get a lower rate because of nevertheless in expenses and expenses and expense. Well, if I want to save money, maybe I'm going to stop my health benefit program.
You know what? With the Obamacare being in flux, the reality of what that will look like in the future is uncertain. But to your point that benefits somewhere will have to be reduced, you are absolutely correct. What small business owners want to do at the end of the day is they want to provide their customers with a great shopping experience, and they want to provide their employees with a great work environment. And what this is doing is it's creating a place where small business owners are going to have to choose between taking care of their employees and taking care of their customers. And a lot of proponents of this would say, well, you know, small business owners don't care about their employees, but I beg to differ. You know, these are family members. These are people that have worked in these mom-and-pop shops for many, many years. And if small business owners can afford to pay them more, they do. if they can afford to provide additional benefits, including health care or paid time off, they do, because they want to take care of their employees and they want longevity in their places of business. It's very, very cumbersome for a small business owner to train a new employee and to have to bring a new person in. So they thrive on being able to keep their people happy.
So Tony Angelini from the New Jersey offices of the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB.com/N-Jersey is the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. This is not a new idea in New Jersey, but the path that Governor Lloyd Murphy has for it is a more rapid path than previous proponents have said. He wants to do it in 3 to 4 years, be an annual increase of $1.64 to $2.18 an hour, spread over 3 years. An increase would be 26%. Over 4 years, would be 19%. Again, think of that in a personal budget system. Let's take it out of the business realm. If I have my rent, my utilities, my rent, all of a sudden I'm getting notice that my rent and utility basic need costs is going to go up 26%, I got a problem.
And you probably are going to look to move. And we've already seen that New Jersey has one of the highest outward migration rates in the country. And we are rapidly going to be at 50. I believe the last study had us at 47 or 48. But very quickly, we're going to see businesses exiting the state for states that have more friendly business environments, that have fewer mandates, and where they are capable of operating their business in an environment that is not essentially hostile. And that is what is being created with a drastic increase over such a short period of time.
And how does this really make New Jersey? I mean, New Jersey, as it is, ranks at or near the bottom of every doing business in the state survey or poll. Pick your organization, pick your political leaning of that organization. We're always on the bottom. It's always us battling New York for the basement. So
that's very true.
How is this anywhere? I mean, if I'm looking at doing a business in the Northeast, see, I can go to New Jersey, which is going to cost me, let's just say arbitrarily, $2.5 million in mandated cost to do business. But if I look over in Pennsylvania in the outskirts of Philadelphia, I could do my same business, plus do internet business as well, for the cost of mandated cost of $1.5 million. Well, guess where I'm going to plant my foundation?
Absolutely. And if you're a business, an existing business owner, who maybe your kids are getting a little bit older and you're trying to decide if you want to stay in New Jersey or relocate to somewhere where it is cheaper, you're going to pull out. So new businesses are going to completely look past New Jersey to establish themselves, and existing businesses are going to see where it makes the most sense to do business. And this day and age, we need to create an environment at the state level that is conducive to doing business, to creating jobs, and to getting New Jersey's economy back on track. We were the last of the states to reach pre-recession employment levels, and doing policy measures such as $15 an hour are simply going to create more of a lag in our economy.
Do we know whether this is going to be pushed through as a legislative action or a ballot question like we've seen in the past? And no matter which way is it, it's done, what are the hopes and direction to take to bring in more common sense? And, yeah, it costs a lot to live in the state, but if we do something, let's not do it so rapidly where it becomes a burden versus a benefit.
Well, our hope at NFIB is that voters will become educated on this issue and on the fact that $15 is an arbitrary number. There's no economist that is out there touting $15 as the magic bullet to fix poverty rates or to improve economies. This is a number that a political relations team came up with and decided to run with. And our goal is to educate people to understand that in order for the economy to thrive and jobs to be created, the private sector has to be able to make their own decisions and do what is best for each of their individual entities and keep the public sector out.
And something that is too often absent from this debate, the minimum wage is a starting wage, not a career wage. When you work, you become more valuable, you become more knowledgeable, talented, and you become worth more to the company that is employing you. And then you wind up making more money. That's at least the way the system was set up. Some people have other ideas, obviously. I'll learn more about this issue and bring focus to other elements regarding small business, independent business in New Jersey. NJNFIB.com/N-Jersey. That's the website. for the New Jersey offices of the National Federation of Independent Business. We've been joined by the spokesperson, Tony Angelini. Tony, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great day.